Did you know that the original Final Fantasy creator, Hironobu Sakaguchi, made a spiritual successor to that legendary series called Fantasian for Apple Arcade, and every level in the game is a handmade, physical miniature model? Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a 1 month free trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only. $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Kyle Paletto.
And I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, Xbox exclusive Redfall disappoints players and critics, Nintendo fends off leaks of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom ahead of next week's launch, and a Finnish newspaper is hiding news of the Russian invasion of Ukraine in a CSGO map. Here is the news for Sunday, 7th of May. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/discord.
Redfall, Arkane's cooperative horror shooter, launched this week, and reviewers descended on it like a fresh neck, with Xbox boss Phil Spencer calling it a disappointing launch. Scores on aggregate sites like Metacritic have the game sitting in the mid-60s, with critics finding the game repetitive, simple, and limited, and plagued with technical bugs. In an interview with Kinda Funny Games, Spencer said the team expected much higher scores for the game, but was committed to improving it.
Just to kind of watch the community lose confidence, be disappointed. I'm disappointed. I'm upset with myself. I revisit our process. You know, I think back to the announcement of 60 frames per second, and then we weren't shipping 60 frames per second. That was kind of our punch in the chin, rightfully, a couple weeks ago, and then seeing the game come out and the critical response was not what we wanted. We do mock reviews for every game that we launch, and this is like double digits lower than we thought we would be. Like we would never strive to launch a game that we thought was going to review in the low 60s. I'm a huge supporter of Arkane Austin. Their track record is awesome. I love a lot of the great games that they've built. This is one where the team didn't hit their own internal goals when it launched. I think it's maybe a little simplistic to just say, hey, if you would have just delayed it 3 months, the core creative of the game would have delivered on something that was different than what it was. But that's not on anybody but us. Like, we have to own that.
Arkane is mostly known for its single-player immersive sims like Dishonored, so this was a big swing for them. But Spencer was clear that he wanted teams to step outside their comfort zone. We're just days out from the release of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, but be careful out there, folks. There are lots of leaks already. The leak seems to have occurred in two ways. First, some physical copies broke the street date, with at least one being auctioned off online. The second, more concerning method involves the game being ripped to PC emulators, spreading like wildfire through ROM sites, which raises big questions around people who had access to it early, like reviewers. While this leak is unlikely to impact sales or detract from what is sure to be a really great gaming experience, it's still a massive bummer for the gaming industry and community.
Plus, it's made the internet a terrifying hellscape of potential spoilers for the past few days. So thanks for that, hackers. I guess I'll just put my phone in a drawer until Friday. A Counter-Strike Go map called D'Ivonia is being used to provide information about the ongoing invasion of Ukraine to Russian gamers. The idea was put together by Finnish newspaper Helsingin Sanomat, whose site was blocked by Russian authorities. The map recreates an abandoned Eastern European city and features a secret underground room that contains information about the invasion, including headlines, maps, newspaper clippings, and images of the war. The editor-in-chief, Antero Mutka, said while Russians have limited access to independent information about the invasion, the gaming world remains somewhat unchecked.
And with an estimated base of around 4 million CSGO players in Russia, this approach is a pretty effective way for the media to communicate independent information about real events from the war. There are other initiatives like this, Minecraft's Uncensored Library, for example, which republishes banned writing in countries accused of censoring journalism. Grab your dice and your player sheets as Citizen Sleeper is being adapted into a tabletop RPG game called Cycles of Eyes. Similar to the video game, it will be a solo RPG with the video game systems replicated in dice and tarot cards. The game is being designed by Citizen Sleeper creator Gareth Damian Martin in collaboration with tabletop master Alfred Valley.
Gianni spoke to developer Gareth Damian Martin on Lightmap, our interview podcast, and they spoke all about how that tabletop RPG influence built this video game. We've stuck a link in the show notes. Microsoft and Xbox have announced the Xbox Games Showcase on Sunday, June 11 at 10 a.m. Pacific time. That works out to be 3 a.m. Monday the 12th on the East Coast of Australia or 1 a.m. in Western Australia. The Xbox Showcase will feature a stack of upcoming games and will be followed by Starfield Direct, a whole show just for Bethesda's upcoming sci-fi RPG, featuring new gameplay, developer interviews, and behind-the-scenes information.
As always, when those showcases roll around, we'll give you the highlights on Walkthrough.
That's it for the big headlines. Here's what's coming out this week.
Marvel's Midnight Suns is out for previous gen consoles this week. However, the tactical comic game won't be arriving on the Switch anymore, as that version has been cancelled. You can pick up Firaxis' take on the superhero genre for Xbox One and PlayStation 4 on the 11th of May.
Death or Treat is a 2D action roguelite where you play as the ghost Scary as they try to save Hallowtown. It looks a bit like a mashup of Nightmare Before Christmas and Hollow Knight, and it'll be out on Steam, Xbox, and PC on the 11th.
But probably the only game anyone will be talking about is The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, out on the Nintendo Switch on the 12th of May. All of us here at Sifter are still eager to explore the lands and skies of Hyrule in this sequel to one of the greatest games of all time. To everyone out there, have fun, and to all the non-gaming friends, partners, and family members, we'll see you in a few weeks, maybe.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Kyle Paletto.
And my name is Fiona Bartholomaeus. Thank you so much for listening.
Walkthrough is our recap of the news, but if you want to catch up on all of Sifter's stories, we've got a fancy newsletter. It's an easy way to make sure you don't miss any of our interviews or reviews, and it's out every fortnight. Head to sifter.com.au/newsletter to subscribe. That's sifter.com.au/newsletter.
Sifter is produced by myself, Kyle Paletto, Daniel Ang, and Adam Christou. Mitch Lowe is senior producer who edited this episode, and Gianni DiGiovanni is our executive producer.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and thanks to both Audio Technica Australia and Omni Studio for their support of Sifter's 3 podcasts.
Thanks again for listening. We'll be back with more news next Sunday.
Did you know that the original Final Fantasy creator, Hironobu Sakaguchi, made a spiritual successor to that legendary series called Fantasian for Apple Arcade, and every level in the game is a handmade, physical miniature model? Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a 1 month free trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.